Blog Talk Radio.
WD Smith B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Could you possibly could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
I have a dream.
Stereo music power.
All right. You are live on BWD Radio with me. Who else? Your host, Ms. V. You can tune in. Hit the digits. Call. Listen in. 347-237-4501. In just a moment, I'll be joined by hip-hop rapper Rhyme Scheme. Our live and on-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. There's no commercials, just the hottest indie music artists of today. BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and the indie artists of today. We consider support and we play all genres of music. All right, I'm going to go ahead and bring our guest on in. Rhyme Scheme.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, it's good to be chopping it up with you. I know you've been out there, you've been busy, you've been grinding, you've been overseas, and it's good to finally catch up with you.
Oh, yeah, I definitely appreciate it. Yeah, I see you moving as well, so, you know, I definitely want to come check in with you.
Oh, you know, I appreciate that. It's always appreciated, and I love it when the artists, you know, I continually see them forever moving, it seems like, and it's good. It's a good thing. Too many people give up their dreams, you know?
Oh, yeah. And it takes forever to get famous. People may think it happens overnight, but it never does. No, it's never overnight.
No, it definitely does not. Definitely does not. But anyways, I know that you have some changes going, some recent changes going on with your movement. So I'm going to go ahead and jump right on in. I do have your latest single, Island Flame. I have that ready, so we'll jam that out before you leave us. But go ahead, introduce us, Rhyme Scheme. Tell us all about you, what's going on, and some, I guess you have a name change, huh?
Oh, yeah. So I'm Rhyme Scheme, originally out of Detroit, Michigan. I've been stationed on the West Coast since about 2011. Primarily hip-hop artist, but I've been tampering with a lot of different genres lately, trying to create a new style, you know, and present something different to the world than what people are used to hearing or used to hearing from me. I recently changed my name. I actually changed the spelling of my name. So it's still Rhyme Scheme, but it's pronounced a little culturally this time. It's spelled R-E-I-M-E, Schemes, the correct way, S-C-H-E-M-E-S. And it's just, I wanted to change my name. There was a few other artists trying to call themselves Rhyme Scheme. I've been seeing on the internet. And, you know, I don't want anybody, you know, I work hard. I've been working hard. And I don't want anyone to duplicate what I'm doing or even use my grind to kind of better themselves. So what I did was to distinguish myself, I changed the spelling of my name. And, you know, we're going to rock with that going forward.
All right. Now, so I know you're from, you came out of Michigan and, What brought on the L.A. move, and how's it been out there for you?
You know, L.A. has been it was a default. You know, I was actually, where was I at? Because I was in the military. I left from overseas. Somehow I was in Texas. I left Texas, was in Arizona, and all of a sudden I ended up in L.A. I land up in L.A., I say, hey, I got this bright idea that I want to get into acting. And then out here, acting is just like, wow, it's a different world. So I kind of segue into music, start doing music. I always used to rap back in Detroit, but I segue and got into music a lot seriously. I met a few people. And, you know, I started, you know, representing Rhyme Scheme. You know, I started off, I dropped the song Four Letters. That was like the first one I dropped. And I was, you know, I was ready to go since then.
Right. Okay. So, what originally motivated you to pursue the career in music? I know you had gone out to start with the acting, but what actually promoted you to either go in and follow your plan B, or just whenever you began? I guess you don't just automatically just drop music out there. You must have been doing some writing and doing some music earlier in life. I imagine, is that correct?
Yeah, well, I was always a freestyle. I was always witty with words. I like poetry. I've always been a person that wanted to express myself in that manner. I never thought of, you know, actually being a musician or being a rapper. It was more so about poetry. But then my friends who are actually heavily pursuing rap, with freestyle and stuff like that, I'll participate, but I was never, you know, I wanted to be a rapper, you know. And then one day I met this lawyer friend, and she was like, you actually sound better than the guys you're trying to promote out here. She's like, you need to be rapping. And I was like, you know, rappers have a bad stigma to them. Like, you know, a lot of people think, okay, rapper, that's a bad thing. But, you know, she kind of brought it to my attention that, you know, there's different styles of rap and there's different styles of musicians, and you just have to find your niche and go for it. You know, and that was some good advice that stuck with me, and I tried it out. I put it out there, and I've been doing this thing for, you know, approaching 10 years.
And so who were or actually still are some of your musical influences that inspire you to be the artist that you are?
You know, and that kind of changes a lot, but, you know, as far as in a rap genre, I like, you know, Big Pun is one of my favorites. You know, of course, everyone says Tupac and Biggie, but I like Big Pun. I would say, like, Kool G Rap, Black Thought, some of the guys that kind of gave me some inspiration, because the lyricism behind it, it's the substance that makes you feel full after you hear that music, you know, and it's the intelligence that associated with it that makes me really, it's like when a rapper's, like, saying some things, they're saying words, and I got to go look up in the dictionary, you know that they reached me and they made me feel full off their music. So those are some of, as far as the rap. Now, as far as other genres, I like, you know, Bob Marley, Damian Marley, you know, and more some of the reggae and, you know, things like that.
Yeah, yeah. And I can see, too, and that can kind of change over the years, as well as becoming popular with the genre fusions going on. And it's really hard now to just come out and say, well, I'm a rapper, or I just do hip hop. I mean, it, you end up doing the mix of both of what hip hop is today versus what it was, you know, with the genre and the fusion play that's going on and still growing.
Yeah, because it turned to another level. You got hip hop artists who sing now with auto tune. You got hip hop artists who, you know, it's kind of like multi genre right now. You know, I like it because it has grown so much. You know, a lot of people mistake radio music for, like, actual music that's, you know, being made by these intelligent, you know, creative artists out here.
Mhm. Mhm. Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, your latest single that you dropped, called Island Flame. What inspired this track's title? And I know you have something else you want to throw in there as far as the release coming up, but go ahead and tell us what inspired this track's title, and what can the listener expect from, you know, the sound and your lyrical.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Island Flame is something I've been wanting to do for a long time. You know, everybody who knows me personally knows I speak Spanish. I speak Spanish fluently. I speak it every day, especially live out here in California. And everyone said, you know what, you should switch up and start doing some, you know, some songs in Spanish, you know, bilingual. Show people you can rap in Spanish. So, and I love reggae music. That's like one of my top genres. I love reggae music. And so I felt like I was myself 100% creating this song, Island Flame. I actually reached out to my two of my closest friends out in Paris, France, Nashu and Haya. We've been working with each other for a long time, just being friends and passing music back and forth. And we finally got a chance to do a track together. And then I actually recruited another guy named Eldridge Mexican out there from Sacramento. And we all meshed together, and the song came together. And it was crazy because I was walking through the parking lot, and I'm on the phone. I'm calling Frank. I'm like, I got this new beat for you. Check this out. And he and Nashu sent me a hook back, and I was like, oh, this is about to be some stuff. So and from there, we worked on it, and, you know, here it is, Ivan Flame.
All right. And I know you have, before I get into, like, your project happenings and everything kind of going on, what are some of the highlights and accomplishments that you've had in the music and entertainment industry? And what is it like out there today versus, you know, a decade or two ago? Is it still based on, like most careers, it's all on who you know in the business?
Yeah, it is, you know, who you know in the business, you know, especially being around. It's like, fortunately for myself, that I've grinded and I met so many people all over the world and made different connections, that I'm able to go back to different platforms and be welcome because, you know, I did good business with them, or we built up a relationship over the years. So now we may be in, each of us may be in different spots in our career this time. Now we can help each other out, whether it be, you know, whether it be me, you know, bringing my new music to break there first, or them having a bigger platform that actually can help break me. So it's all about building relationships, not burning bridges, you know, and just staying focused on a goal at hand. Some of my accomplishments, you know, I've been featured in all the major publications, XXL, Hip Hop Weekly. I've been featured on Source. I got songs with Keith Murray, all the West Coast artists, Spice One, Corrupt, Yuck Mouth, you name them, Outlaws, Tupac Brother. You know, these some of the things. The reason I say these things is these are the people I grew up listening to, and they inspire me growing up, and I never thought I would be close enough to even have a song with them, let alone pick up the phone and call these guys. So, you know, it just goes a long way for all the independent artists listening, that anything you put your mind to, you can actually get there. So if you guys want to, you know, do a song with Drake or Big Sean, who's currently hot right now, you know, you never know. It may not be so far away.
All right. So let's go ahead. Tell us how to follow you. Where can we get your music and follow your movement?
Oh, yeah. So I switched up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So definitely follow me on Instagram at Rhyme Scheme. That's REIMESCHEMES. That goes the same for Facebook. Twitter, of course, I'm going to keep that forever, Omega Sons. And you can check out my website, rhymeschememusic.com, spelled the correct phonetically way. All my music is available on iTunes, my YouTube channel, Spotify, under Rhyme Scheme, R-E-I-M-E-S, Schemes, y'all know what it is. And I'm definitely here to work.
Okay, all right. Tell us some of the live events, music videos, and other project happenings you have coming up. I know, I think you have a May project release coming up. So what's next for Rhyme Scheme?
Oh, yeah. So this is funny. The project is called Rhymageddon. Armageddon for Terror Squad is the artist that I work with a lot on a couple of songs. We performed together. We did one of my other singles, Progression, together. And we decided to do a joint EP, which is called Rhymageddon. In the process of recording Rhymageddon as an EP, I decided to make it a full-fledged album. You know, songs such as Island Flame featured on there. I got a song with Tony Sunshine from Terror Squad called Pictures in My iPhone. And that's a crazy song. It's just crazy because people, you know, it's going to be it's a song about a guy getting caught cheating from having pictures of other people on their iPhone. But what happened is when he get caught, his girl start cheating on him, but he ended up blaming her in the end for going through his phone, and they would never be in his situation. So I got songs like that on the album. I got an EDM track on there called Smash It Go. And you know, I got another project, another song on there, featuring a guy named K Rome. He's out of Toronto. And, you know, it's crazy. It's called Book of Rhymes, and it's pretty much me telling my life story on the track. So that's something that some of the songs to look forward to on Rhymageddon. We got some stuff on there. The release party is happening in the Bronx, New York on the 19th of May. So check us out at the Evo Lounge, May the 19th in the Bronx. And from there, we're going to Toronto. We're doing some TV interviews, some radio interviews. And we're just moving out here. And then we're going to start a tour upcoming this summer.
That's good. That's great. I love to hear that. And you always have something going, and it sounds like such a blessing for you that you've been able to continue and branch out and meet new people and work with different artists. That's definitely a blessing.
Oh yeah, yeah. Definitely. A lot of times, yeah, because this is what happens though. People don't realize that it's a team effort out here. We all support each other. It's a team effort. And certain people got hit records. They the man at the time, but they didn't get there by themselves. You know, there's a team of people that support you all over the place that make it work. It just happened that the public make the artist that number one person that we see, and we think, oh, that person's family, they got a hit record. But a lot of times it takes so many people to make that record be a hit. So definitely I want to thank everybody who's actually been supporting me, you know, BWD Radio, my engineers, my producers, everybody who's been supporting me to kind of help me put out these records and just keep going, try to make something.
Absolutely. Well, it's always a pleasure. Do you have any other shout outs or just anything else that you want to share that we may not have covered in the interview?
Oh, yeah. I want everybody to catch me in that BWD magazine. I was on the cover on it before, but catch me in that BWD magazine coming up, you know what I'm saying, in May. I'm definitely want everybody to check that out, you know, and shout out to my label, Street Notes Records. Shout out to my new artist, Birdie, that I just signed on my label, DRS Entertainment, a division of Street Notes Records. He's out in Salt Lake City, Utah. And, you know, we're basically trying to make something happen over here, you know, definitely shout out to Street Motivation Magazine as well. They got me featured on the cover with Problem in their April to June issue. So we definitely be working, and there we go. 100 Rhyme Schemes.
And there you go. All right. Well, as always, it's a pleasure to chop it up with you. And I'm sure we'll be hearing more from you. I have no doubt. And so before you leave us, why don't you go ahead and take us on into your latest?
Yeah. This is Rhyme Schemes, R.S., Still California Dreaming. You're rocking with me on BWD Radio. You're about to check out Island Flame, Future Nashu and Haya, and Ultra Mexican. Let's get it. Peace.
Can I take you on a ride?
Don't know.
Let me take you on a ride now.
Take a time out, you will find out. These are just another party, we bring in the vibe. City lock was full time with you on in the ranch. Just jump in at the spaceship and then we make it fly. Sky high, high. That we gonna have our time.
Can I take you on a ride? Turn it up. Do you feel the vibe? Bread him up. Take you on a ride. Lift it up now. Everything turn up, free up now. Live it up.
I fell in love the first time I heard that patwa. When I come through, they feeling me like a shot die. They can't step in the game with your scheme, cause I'm in the party bringing the fire. You know my team, di mami. Y mami daba la nueva controla. Me dice que le gusta reggaeton y no soca. No soy soltera, so podemos solo ser amigos. Digo, keep on the lancing and dance floor. Yo que te sigo, yeah. And my rude boys run the set, cause they came right back, cause they was holding the sack. Cause they be living like that, cause we be living for real. I'm out in France, who my say we chasing the meal. Cause we came from up north when we came to get down. The party so fire, I'm loving. And her style underground when we come with the sound up on the track. We break a much fire, so how real is that?
Turn it up. Do you feel the vibe? Bread him up. I got the fire. Temperature higher. Let me take you on a ride. Lift it up now. Everything turn up, free up now. Lift it up.
Yeah,
él sigue moviendo el punani con su cara inocente. Y tú sabes que ganaste el dancehall ayer. Allí en el baile, bebé, cuando yo te miré por allí en el reggae. Me gustó cómo mueve tu cuerpo así, Baguiel. Yeah. Y mueve tu cadera. Y baila lo normal. Yo no vine a mirar, yo vine a acompañarte. Como tu rey, ya tú sabes, bebé, que después de esta noche vas a ser mi reina. Mira señorita, acércate. Mira señorita, rózame, descontrólate. Y tócame como el fin de semana debe de ser. Let's live it up, shake your bum bum. Get live it up, get live it up.
Take you on a ride. Lift it up now. Can I take you on a ride?
Turn it up.
Do you feel the vibe?
Ready up.
I got that fire. Temperature higher. Let me take you on a ride.